Question: if we have accepted a spiritual master, but still now the initiation has not been performed, and it is also said that initiation is essential, so is that status of having accepted a spiritual master but not being initiated, is that considered to be like an initiated state, or what is it? See, there are technicalities and there are principles. So the technicalities are not unimportant, but the principle is far more important. So ultimately the purpose of initiation and the essence of spiritual life is that we surrender to Krishna. Now the ceremony of initiation is meant to formalize our surrender to Krishna, and that formalization is important. At the same time, there may be many people who may be formally initiated, but they may not have a surrendered spirit. So the key thing is that the surrendered spirit be there. So we have done, see, in our approaching Krishna, there is something for us to do, something for Krishna to do. So now if we have expressed our willingness to be initiated, if we are following the principle strictly, then we have done our part. And Krishna will do his part in due course. So it is not that, suppose some devotees may feel that it is important to be initiated, but what if I die before I get initiated, and I am waiting for initiation from a guru, what will happen to me? So you have to know that at the time of death, Krishna is going to check the state of our heart. He is not going to check the attendance roster to check whether we were present at a particular ceremony or not. So if we are practicing the process of bhakti diligently, if we are cultivating a surrendered consciousness, then for all practical for all essential purposes we are initiated. So certainly we can have the eagerness to be initiated, and we can do all that as possible for us to become initiated, but we shouldn't think that the initiation is something which is simply the ritual, simply the ceremony. Okay. Initiation itself is a disposition of the heart, and if we have the disposition of the heart, the formalization of the ceremony will happen in due course. But the disposition is what is important, and ultimately what will lead to our advancement in bhakti is the increase of our surrender, increase of our commitment to practice bhakti. So say somebody has been practicing bhakti for 7-8 years or 5-6 years, and they are waiting for initiation. Somebody else comes in and they practice bhakti for 1 year and they get initiated. Now, from the external institutional point of view, one person is not yet initiated, the other is initiated.
Exactly.
But does it mean that the first person is not advanced and second person is advanced? It could be if the second person has already done a lot of bhakti in the previous life and is just moving forward from there. But it is not just the whether there is a das or dasi at the end of one's name that determines whether one's spiritual advancement. So we need to take initiation from a spiritual master who inspires us to commit to the practice of bhakti. And if in our surrender to the spiritual master, we are committed to the practice of bhakti, then the initiation ritual is simply a matter of time. It will happen. And if there are emergencies, the spiritual master also expedites sometimes. Suppose somebody has got a terrible disease, they are going to undergo major surgery, which whether they will survive or not, it's not clear. And the spiritual master expedites, and there are many cases where initiation is also given. So the point is that the ceremony itself is important, but the important thing is the commitment. And if commitment is there, then we can see this in terms of a reciprocation, not a specific technicality. There is something which we do in a relationship, there is something which Krishna has to do. So now, if we have done our part, then Krishna is going to note that is what is in our power, and if we are doing whatever is in our power, then we are well situated.